All right, we are going to move on to number eight, mountain lion hunting season. And before we begin, I am going to ask the department to come up, Mr. Jan Canta and Andrew Norton. Thank you both.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling, John Canta, Terrestrial Section Chief with the Department. I'm actually just going to turn it over to Andrew here and ask him to go over the proposal and some information for us, and then we'll come back and entertain any comments, questions, or discussion that we want to have.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioners, Secretary Roebling, Andrew Norton, Wildlife Program Administrator. And as John Canta said, I'll run through agenda item number eight, I believe, mountain lion hunting season. I'd like to quickly start. We heard a lot of public comment during the public hearing, in addition to a lot of comments we've had online over the last 2 months, and want to just address a few things that came up today. The first one I'll get into in the proposal, but it's what a hunter can legally do with the use of hounds in Custer State Park in regards to what lion they can legally harvest. I think there was some misinformation shared during the public hearing. Second thing is that there was a statement, the public, specifically Black Hills residents, do not support mountain lion hunting. A survey from 2024, surveying approximately 60,000 Black Hills residents, indicated that 83% of residents agreed with hunting being a tool to manage mountain lions. So relatively strong support for mountain lion hunting. And then the public process, just some brief history on what we've gone through in just the last 2 years. 2024, we did that public survey where we surveyed all mountain lion hunters, 60,000 Black Hills residents. We also took part in updating the mountain lion action plan that included stakeholder meetings. Just on this proposal before you today, we had 2 months of public comment, 380 comments, 189 in the past week, and today we had, I believe, 30 people presenting in person and online. So I think that was hopefully a satisfactory and sufficient public process to vet this proposal here today. Specifically, the administrative rule chapters 410602 and 410661 are up for proposal and the recommended changes today. This was proposed in July by the commission and then would be hopefully finalized here today, whatever action the commission chooses to take. This proposed change was for 2 years, so this hunting season starting December 26, 2025, and then that would be two hunting seasons. The second hunting season in the Black Hills would be December 26, 2026. So there's two main areas. One is going to be all areas outside the Black Hills Fire Protection District. That is open year-round. Anyone may pursue mountain lions with the use of dogs on the prairie. Most of the changes here today relate to the Black Hills Fire Protection District, and as you've heard, it is a change to the opportunity to use dogs to hunt mountain lions within the Black Hills Fire Protection District. And that's the first part of those season dates there where you see the various intervals of three permits. So currently, there are five different intervals, 2 weeks long each, where a hunter may use dogs to pursue mountain lions. So that's a total of 15 access permits that allow the use of dogs to pursue mountain lions. That's restricted to just Custer State Park. The proposal is to change that from 2 weeks to 3 weeks, so a longer interval, and then also expand the area that I'll get into that figure in subsequent pages here. One other change would be to not take pressure away from Custer State Park and would be to provide unlimited boot hunting opportunity in Custer State Park. Previously, that was limited to 60 access permits. Every time I talk about mountain lions, I think it's very important to note the commission has heard this and are well aware of it, but a lot of the time you hear, even today, public comment, the harvest limit is not a goal. We don't strive to achieve 60 total mountain lions harvested, 40 females. That is a harvest limit, a cap, a maximum, if you will. We expect that if we did hit that every year, the mountain lion population would quickly decrease below that 200 to 300 objective. So that's important to note that that's not a goal that we strive for. Something closer to 25 to 30 females per year would be more in line with the goal. Requirements and restrictions, the one I'm really going to to emphasize here is, what number is it? It's to hunt mountain lions in Custer State Park with the use of dogs, and it's what is a legal mountain lion. Right now, I can't see exactly where it is in the number. I can get to it in administrative. Well, I'll get to an administrative rule. What the important point is that a mountain lion hunter, yes, they have to shoot the first legal mountain lion they have the opportunity to harvest, but importantly, it says legal. So for a mountain lion to be legal, it can't be spotted. It can't be a lactating female. And there's even a subclause or a follow-up clause in that administrative rule. I'll get to that specific rule when I go through the rule change that says not a lion obviously showing signs of lactation. So that was, again, a false statement earlier today saying that there was some contradiction in what can be harvested in Custer State Park. The proposed changes from last year, I touched on those, but mainly there's three primary changes. One is there'd be no longer an access permit required to hunt mountain lions in Custer State Park without the use of dogs. So that's unlimited to any resident in South Dakota. We would expand the interval lengths from 2 weeks to 3 weeks with the use of dogs, and then would increase the area. And at this time, maybe turn to figure one on the following page here. So this hashed area shows that increase in area. It previously was Custer State Park, and that area increased to the southern approximate maybe quarter of the Black Hills and then east of Custer State Park. A lot of that area is predominantly private land. We see very low mountain lion harvest in that area. Again, this was probably some misinformation in individuals thought either this was expanded to the entire Black Hills, or there was also information that this was expanded to all of Pennington, all of Fall River, and all of Custer County. And that is not the case. As you can see from the figure there, it's just portions of those counties and only encompassing maybe a quarter of the Black Hills. Probably most importantly is figure three. That shows the mountain lion harvest distribution, I believe, over the last 5 years. And it's shaded in terms of relative density. Custer State Park, where we have those 15 access permits annually, you can see there's a high harvest intensity there. But otherwise, it's basically the northern hills and north central hills where we see a lot of mountain lion harvest. This new area that's shaded in the southern hills and eastern hills, very, very little boot hunting harvest of mountain lions in these areas. So specifically, we chose this area with the ultimate goal to redistribute harvest. You heard from some landowners down there that they might like to see more lions harvested, or at least that opportunity. And this is exactly why we chose this area as opposed to moving to, say, central Black Hills or northern Black Hills, where we already see what we deem as adequate harvest to meet that population objective. So I kind of fumbled through the administrative rules, but if we turn to the following page here, I can point specifically to where the rules state what you can do in Custer State Park. First, 4106-6102, that long paragraph that's underlined there just describes that new unit. And then right below that, it says three temporary access permits must be available in each of five consecutive 21-day intervals beginning December 26. So that was that increase in the intervals from 2 weeks to 3 weeks. And now specifically in 4106-6106, I will point out in number six, that's in reference to what you can harvest with the use of dogs. So changing from Custer State Park to the Black Hills Fire Protection District, a person using dogs shall attempt to harvest the first legal mountain lion the person has a reasonable opportunity to harvest, except where the lion pursued shows obvious signs of lactation. So you can't harvest a lactating female, and it has to be a legal lion. Those legal lions are described in number two. No person may harvest or attempt to harvest a mountain lion with a spotted coat or a mountain lion accompanying another mountain lion. So that would prevent someone hunting with the use of dogs to harvest a non-legal mountain lion. Hopefully that was relatively clear, and it did go over this action sheet. Nothing changed from the proposal. The department has no recommended change here. Obviously a very divisive topic. We've seen this in our human dimension survey from 2024. We've seen it in the public comment. We heard it here today. It's almost always the same thing. There's a good contingent that wants things to stay the same, but then there's most definitely individuals that want either more mountain lion hunting opportunity or less mountain lion hunting opportunity. And ultimately, this comes down to a social issue of How do we balance harvest in the Black Hills between individuals that want to hunt mountain lions with boots and individuals that want to hunt mountain lions with the use of dogs? With that, I can take any questions, but again, the department's recommendation here is no change to the proposal, and would recommend that the commission moves forward approving the proposal finalized as is.
Very good. Thank you, Mr. Norton and Mr. Canta. With that, comments from the commission. Commissioner Teal.
Commissioner Teal, real quick, just a little background about myself, because there seems to be a little misinformation going around. I own a company, it's called Buckstorm. We guide elk hunters and bighorn sheep hunters and a very small few amount of deer hunters in the Black Hills. We have never once and never intend to guide mountain lion hunters. So I know there's some comments today saying that we might benefit from this package. I do not feel that there's any sort of conflict of interest on this topic, as we do not ever plan to guide mountain lion hunters. But to ease the public's mind, I'm going to pull myself from this vote.
Thank you, Commissioner Teal. Commissioner Beast.
Commissioner Beast, 7 years ago, Governor Noem appointed me to this board to represent landowners in western South Dakota, and that is my position on this board. And it was brought up today that I'm a landowner, so that makes me in jeopardy of voting on this. I do not own property in the unit that is proposed. I do own land in the central Black Hills and eastern Custer County, but I do not have property in the proposed lion unit. So I do not feel that I have a conflict of interest, and I will vote on this issue because of that, because this is what I was appointed to do. And with saying that, I do support this proposal, and I will make the motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Commissioner White.
Could I ask a couple questions of Andrew here?
We have a motion on the table, so I'd like to move forward with the motion if we could.
Motion to approve.
We could.
Motion is to approve.
We have motion. We would need a second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner White. With that, questions and comments.
Okay. Andrew, is my understanding that we're not increasing any number of licenses?
Through the chair? Yes, Commissioner White, that is true. So the 15 access permits that were restricted to Custer State Park, those are not being increased. There's still going to be 15 access permits that allow the use of harvesting mountain lions with dogs, and there's no change to the harvest limit. But otherwise, there's an unlimited amount of hunters that are allowed to hunt in the Black Hills.
Another question? Okay, the second question is then, what we are proposing then is the where they had to be within the Custer State Park, they had to stay within that. And so what we're proposing is that we eliminate that west borderline for the hound hunters, right?
Through the chair.
Yes, please.
Commissioner White, no, the western border of Custer State Park would stay exactly the same. If you look in figure one, you can see basically where you go south of Custer State Park, there's that hollow section, that's Wind Cave National Park. So south of there, that patched area, and then east of Custer State Park.
Okay.
Those would be the areas that this unit would be expanded to.
So that allows then those boot hunters to hunt that southern portion, where in the last 13 years, I see they've had, I think I counted 19 kills from 2012 to 2025. Last month, we had a shot on the blue hunters, shot and killed 19 over those 12 years. So this allows then the hound hunters to go down and help control the mountain lion efforts in that area. to give some relief to the ranchers and other people that have shared us the concern that they're seeing because of increased mountain lion activity in their area. Is that accurate?
Through the chair?
Yes, please.
Yeah, I believe that's an excellent way to restate what I was trying to say.
All right.
Additional questions from the commission? Comments? Andrew, I did have a, or John, I do have a couple things that if you could just touch on. The first, somebody brought up CWD and the mountain lions can help with eliminating those sick deer. I just want your thoughts and your opinions on that.
Yes, Madam Chair. So there is some research out there that would suggest that mountain lions can target animals with CWD, and certainly some research that would suggest that they might not pass prions as the one individual alluded to. But I don't believe there's any research out there that would suggest that lions are effectively reducing the prevalence rate of CWD or changing any impacts that or progression that CWD would be having out in these cervid populations or deer and elk populations.
Thank you. And then my other question, a few folks brought up concerns or suggestions that there could be disputes between hunters and landowners should those dogs trespass. How do we typically handle that today, and what would that look like into the future if this goes through?
Yeah, Madam Chair. So if dogs or people go onto someone's private property, that would be a trespass. And so if our officers would be contacted on that, they would address the issue as a trespass and possibly turn that over to the Sheriff's Department. So because someone has a license and is legal to pursue a mountain lion in this case, that still does not give them the permission or the allowance to go on to private property.
Very good. Thank you. Commissioner Beast.
This one, maybe you can clear this a little bit. We've had hound hunting in the Black Hills for a long time for bobcats, years and years. How many trespass charges have we had against hound hunters and bobcat hunting?
Through the chair, Commissioner Beast, I don't have a number for you, but I've looked at that in the past because we've discussed that. I can tell you that there's very few incidents where we've had issues with folks pursuing bobcats with dogs that have ended up in a trespass issue.
Thanks.
Commissioner Locken?
Thank you.
Additional questions or comments from the commission? We do have a motion on the table to approve. Any comments on that motion? I would just simply like to share, it's a tough one as we hear from both sides of the aisle on this, and certainly everybody brings good points. In the end, some of the key findings for me has been we're not increasing the numbers. This is just another tool as we distribute where we can hunt those. We have been working with the houndsman to come up with some ways to provide more access. And whether folks like it or not, hound hunting is a tradition in South Dakota. They use it as wildlife management. They use it as opportunities to get together with family and friends. I don't hunt. My husband was a hound hunter. He took my kids hound hunting. And there are many folks in South Dakota who do it as well. And I'm certainly not going to belittle that tradition and that heritage that they have had in our state for many years. But I also recognize the other side wanting to protect and moving forward. But in the end, listening to the landowners that are down in Fall River who have reached out to many of the commissioners and shared with us the need to have this tool and to move it forward, I hear their cries for help. It may not be the plan, but it is a plan to help them. And so I too will be supporting this. Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling, I apologize for speaking after the chair, but thank you. I think I'm going to support this as well. When I began to serve on this board, it was very clear to me that as commissioners, we need to think about all of the aspects of wildlife as well as domesticated animals and whatnot. And I do believe this is an opportunity. It's for 2 years to revisit it as need be. But I think it is it's another, as you said, Madam Chair, a tool to assure that other wildlife has the opportunity to continue to thrive, to grow, to repopulate in that area of our state. And, you know, the mountain lion, of course, with the limitations that we do have on it, I think they will continue to strive and grow and thrive as well. And so I take that very seriously in my role as a commissioner to look at all avenues and to do what I believe is the right thing in this sort of instance. So I will be supporting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Very good. With that, all those in favor can signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. The proposal does move forward and is approved.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And just quickly, we will obviously monitor harvest over the next couple of years in regards to Commissioner Bartling's comments, and we'll provide a report back as to what additional harvest and participation, all those good things, we'll provide that back. And just a quick thank you to Andrew. He always does a great job up here and makes me look good, so I just can sit here.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
And with that, we do.